만나지 때였다 하는 것을 알아야 되겠다.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are living in parallel time. The paralleling time. Time of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. We are living in the same time of the Jewish faithful who are waiting for the first coming of the Messiah.
그러면 여기에서 유대교인들은 구약을 믿고 사신학자들은 구약과 신약을 믿는데 그 성경에 대한 것을 확실히 우리 나라에 들어왔다야. 이걸 모르면 유대교인도 또 기독교인도 또 하나님의 뜻 앞에 온날 일을 할 수 있기 때문에 성경에 대한 것을 확실히 알아야 돼.
Today, we must know the clearly the true meaning of the Bible. Because the Bible is written in symbols and parables. Jewish faith has Old Testament. The Christianity today have Old Testament plus New Testament. By knowing the deeper inner meaning of the truth in the Bible, we shall know the truth.
자, 구약 성경을 만나기 성경은 신약 성경의 목적에 해당하는 것이다.
In Old Testament, there is a book of Malachi. This is a parallel to the book of Revelation in New Testament.
자, 그럼 성경은 어떠한 하나님이 천국으로 인도하는 책이냐 하는 것을 확실히 알아보자.
Now let us read some Bible quotation so that we'll see what they mean clearly.
자, 지금 우리가 살고 있는 세상이 하늘 나라가 아니라 사탄 나라에 보이게 되는 것이다.
I want to realize even after 2,000 years that the Messiah came, that our world is no better than the world of 2,000 years ago. Still sinful, still criminal crimes and persisting. A lot of tragedy, heartbreaking is happening in our world.
그러니 사탄 세계에 하나님의 사람을 정보원을 보내가지고 이것을 발전시켜서 사탄 세계를 뒤집어서 하나님을 추방하려고 그래야 하는 것이기 때문에 사탄을 신경이 버리고
I would like to know, let you to know why God has to give His word in the symbols and the parable. You know, as I said, this world ended under the rulership of Satan. God is sending His agent or His representative upon the face of the earth. When the gods of men come upon the face of the earth, they are utter minority.
역사에 하나님의 선지자들은 그를 승마다 차마 지도한 것은 왜 사탄이 주관하는 나라기 때문에 안 그렇습니까?
Satanic world did not want to have God's people prosper here on earth. So whenever they discover righteous people of God, satanic world destroy them as much as they can.
오늘날 종교인 독이 유대교인과 기독교인들은 하나님이 보내준 사탄 세계의 총벌인 것을 알아야 한다.
We must realize whether you like it or not, Jewish faith 2,000 years ago or the Christians of today is are all agent of God in this satanic world.
자, 여러분 미국과 세련이 한참 싸우게 될 때, 서로 청구원수 나라에 정보를 보내게 될 때, SIM 국장이 보내게 될 때, 전부 다 답장을 아주 좀 해가지고 보내요. 전부 다 비밀에 암호를 가져가지고 청구하는 것을 우리라고 했어요.
In order to safeguard America's security, you have to send out some agent in the potential enemy territory. When the headquarters When they communicate with the agent in foreign territory, how would they communicate? They communicate in coded message or secret message. They never speak instruction plainly. You know that. So nobody truly knows the meaning of the message only except the one who created that message, coded that message.
그와 마찬가지로 성경의 가장 중요한 것은 이와 같이 암으로 기록되기 때문에 하나님밖에 모른다 해야 하나님밖에 모른다 해야.
I want you to know tonight, the Bible is a coded message of God from God to His agent upon the face of the earth. Therefore,
thank you. 그러기 때문에 예수님도. 끝날에 대한 것은 자기도 천사도 모르고 자기도 모른다고 했다.
Furthermore, Jesus Christ brought the blueprint of the kingdom of God. However, he could not speak plainly of his truth. He said, the day of the coming of the Lord, even angels do not know, I do not know, only God knows. He make it very ambiguous.
내가 이르면 밝히 가르쳐 주겠다고 했기 때문에 이르는 때에 하나는 그 암호를 풀 수 있는 또 다른 하나의 나를 보내며 틀림없다는 것을 건지 이런 일이 나지.
God, in order to protect His own agent upon the face of the earth, all the message given in coded one, coded message. However, when time comes, the time of fulfillment comes, God already revealed the true meaning, so that we shall be ready for that particular timetable of God. And therefore, God sent His prophet from time to time to reveal the true meaning of the Bible.
아모스 3장 7절을 보게 되면 하나님은 그 은밀한 뜻을 그 종에게 반드시 나타내지 아니하고는 섭리하지 않는 기적이 있습니다.
When you read Amos chapter 3 verse 7, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing His secret to His servant the prophet. Before the fulfilling His will, God already revealed His will through the prophet.
그러면 하나님과 직접 하나님을 통해서 직접 통할 수 있는 하나의 사람이 나와야 된다는 말이에요.
So in other words, we need one man, one person who can directly communicate with our home headquarters, God.
그렇기 때문에 끝날에는 밀실 머리에 그림을 바르고 밀실에 들어가가지고 하나님 앞에 단판하라고 가르쳤던 걸 알아야 돼.
So, when the end of the world comes, reading the Bible and scripture would not do much good. The Bible said, you go into the dark room, put the ointment upon your hair, and pray. Because what you need is a revelation. What you need is a direct communication.
자기의 뜻대로, 자기의 생각대로, 뭐 세계적인 이름난 신학자들이 하나님의 뜻을 알아? 어떻게 된다 하나?
Theologians, and so many scholars and philosophers, no matter how they study Bible from cover to cover, there's no way to know the deeper meaning of that Bible because Bible is a coded message. Until someone reach God, reveal, you know, get the revelation from Him. And that's the very reason I'm here. I don't know why, but God has chosen me and to be a channel of God, and He revealed to me many hidden truths of the Bible.
성경의 미지의 사설을 여기를 통함으로 말미암아 레브런 문만 내면은 여러분 다 해결됩니다.
Yes, problems of world. If this world really listen to that revelation received through me, that problem shall be solved.
그러면 이제부터 성경은 아무렇게 없게 되면 아마 함부로 불닭은 심판받는 대로 말해
So tonight, I have no way to reveal entire chapter of the revelation, but to give you appetite wet. I would like to get few meanings of the deeper meaning of the Bible from now on.
그러면 성경에 대해 기독교는 기독교는 뭐 어떻게 되냐? 기독교는 뭐라 해야 되냐? 그건 뭐 주님의 뜻을 받게 맞습니다.
And today, the Christianity is here to accept the Messiah. The Christianity is a preparation of the return of the Messiah.
자, 기독교 신자들이 지금까지 믿은 내가 믿고 천국 가자, 구원 받았다, 언제 구원 받았다고 생각한다고.
Many Christians often wonder and are concerned only their or his personal salvation. They are more interested in my little heaven, niche of my heaven up there.
기독교 신자의 책임은 뭐냐면 내가 물론 구원받는 것이 목적이 되겠지만 구원받아가지고는 세계를 구해주는 것이 기독교의 책임으로 살아야 됩니다.
There are much greater mission for Christians of the world. We are the agents. We are the champion of God for this day. We shall be summoned by God, mobilized by God, used by God as a tool to restore the rest of the world. We are the soldier of heaven.
하나님과 하나님의 뜻과 하나님과 뜻과 하나 되고 또 하나님의 뜻과 하나님의 하나 된 그분과 예수의 뜻과 일상하고 또 예수의 뜻과 하나 된 그분과 오늘날 우리가 주님의 뜻과 오늘날 기독교 하나 되어서 놀아야 됩니다.
Yes, in our world, there are wicked forces, forces of crime, forces of sin, the power of sin, the sovereignty of Satan persisting. This formidable forces is the one God's forces must come mobilize and destroy and bring the kingdom back.
이렇게 하나님과 사탄과 대전쟁을 하고 있다는 것을 오늘날 기독교 신자는 살려줘야 됩니다.
The Christians are very idle in a way. They not truly realize serious battle, divine battle has been waged between God and Satan. We have been summoned on the side of God.
여러분 주님 안에 앞에 이제 물어보기를 어 주님이여 당신이 기독교인만의 주님 되고 싶습니까? 인류의 주님이 되고 싶습니까? 반대에서 묻기를 당신은 기독교만의 하나님 되고 싶습니까? 인류의 하나님 되겠습니까? 둘 다 하나님도 인류의 하나님도 같다고 대답하고 메시아들은 또 인류의 하나님 메시아들 같다고 대답하고
I want you to know when you ask our Lord are you the Lord of Christians or Christian churches the Lord will answer you no I am the Lord of all mankind, all humanity. I am the Savior of all men. Furthermore, when you ask God, are you the God of Christians or God of Christian churches alone? God will say, no, I am the God of all creation, all men.
신앙주의라는 것이 개인주의 신앙이었다는 것을 그것을 청산하고 이 세계를 위하여 기독교가 희생하도록 세계를 구하는 것이 하나님의 뜻이요 예수님
The Christian churches and the Christians must not be self-centered must not be seeking selfish purpose we shall be seeking unselfish purpose that's the purpose of God to be summoned by God to be used by God for the rest of the world
나는 민물을 믿어보는 것 나는 미국이 미국이 세계를 구하기 위해서 예수하라는 것 하나님 앞에 된다는 세계를 대번에 구할 수 있는 것
America is a Christian nation American Christian must be mobilized by God as God's champion one with God truly give yourself to the world indeed America shall be the greatest nation upon the face of the earth
이런 것을 미국 국민에게 가르쳐 드려갔다
아리아들한테 America is running toward individualistic ideal. America toward ungodly ideal. America becoming selfish. The more you become selfish, America shall be choked up. What we need to do, accept God, yourself, bring yourself to the world as a sacrifice to the world and bring the world back to God.
Thank you. 여러분 미국 국민이 내려갔다고 미국은 기독교를 중심 삼은 이스라엘 나라가 소리하라 이스라엘 나라가 소리하라고
I want you to know today's America is in a parallel position of Israel nation 2,000 years ago because we must serve as a landing site of the Messiah when he returns second time
예수 때는 로마가 세계를 지배할 수 있는 은혜 있었지만 이 때는 재림 때가 왔기 때문에 하나님의 뜻을 내리 세계를 지지할 수 있는 로마 나라와 같은 미국이 기독교 국가라는 것은 하나님의 뜻을 이룰 수 있는 전체 기반을 닦아놨던 것을 많이 읽는 겁니다.
Because goal of salvation of God is entire world. 2,000 years ago, Christian disciples marched toward Rome because at that time Rome was the hub of the world. Today, in order to save this world, God needs America. Because America is hub of the world today, Rome of today.
미국 교회가 세계, 미주 세계가 기독교 사상을 만들었기 때문에 미국 교회가 하나 돼가지고 우리 세계를 하나님의 뜻에 설수하는 것이 세상을 만드는 뜻이에요.
What we need today is truly unity and harmony under the one ideal of God. So they shall be truly summoned by God for His purpose.
여러분 생각해보라요. 사탄하고 이렇게 싸우는데 4대교파라 돼가지고 4교파리가 싸우는 걸 볼 때 이 사탄마저 얼마나 힘들어가나 말이야. 하나님의 뜻으로 가시다. 만일 예수가 보게 된다면 기가 막힐 것이다.
Do you know that Satan is laughing at us? Satan's rank is united. But God's horse is divided. The Christian church alone today more than 400 different denominations all different ways and Satan is laughing at them.
하나님의 나라가 이야 세계대 사탄 나라가 싸우지 키가 높게 되면 괴로워진다 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 괴로워진다
put yourself in the position of God God simply cannot find his people his champion here on earth His heart is once again grieved and stricken.
그러니 위해서 미국이 제2이스라엘 나라와 마찬가지 일정이 있다는 것을 생각해 때에 백년 초림 때에 제2이스라엘 나라가 바라던 메시아를 맞아는 내 맞지 못하는 이걸 확실히 증명함으로 말하며 그러므로 미국의 하나님의 손들을 대해가지고 가르치는 것을 할 수 있는 것을 오직 그 하나의 방법밖에 없다.
The time of second coming of Christ is near. And America, as I said, is a landing site because it's the hub of the world. God needs a world salvation. Now, what America needs today, truly the true circumstances surrounded Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, so that we must not be in a position to make the same mistake of 2,000 years ago.
자, 여러분, 생각해보라구요. 이스라엘 민족을 중심 삼고 하나님이 4,000년 동안 고이고이 길러가면서 길러가가지고 메시아를 보내줄 것을 철석같이 약속했는데 불구하고 그 메시아자는 예수를 하나님이 보내줬고 바라는 메시아가 왔는데 불구하고 사라졌는데 사라지지 못하고 사라지신 원인데 이건 무엇인가 이것을 생각할 때 이것은 역사적인 것이다.
Let's for a moment really think there is the one historical puzzle that has not been solved. You know, 2,000 years ago, prior to coming of Jesus Christ, God prepared for that one day, for 4,000 years, chosen nation of Israel, giving so many prophets. Then at the appointed hour, God fulfilled His promise, sent His Son, Jesus Christ. Then what happened? History is a witness. The people rejected Him, persecuted Him, finally crucified Him on the cross. Why?
그게 하나님의 뜻이에요.
Will of God?
우리는 밝혀야 되나 왔어요. 밝혀야 되나 왔어요.
Tonight, we must know the true meaning. Why that happened?
왜 못 받았냐면 아직 못해서 못 받았어요. 아직 못해서 메시아인 줄 몰랐다고요.
Do you know why they rejected the Messiah? They wanted to receive the Messiah, accept the Messiah, but they rejected Him because they did not know Him, who He was. Why they did not know? Because they became the slave to the letter of the Old Testament.
Thank you. 그러면 그런 사람들 알아보자.
So, let's Bible prove it. Let's Bible prove it.
구약 성경 내 마지막 예언서가 말라기 성경입니다. 말라기 성경 4장 5절에 보게 되면 여호와의 크고 두려운 날이 이르기 전에 선지자 엘리야를 너에게 보내리니 제가 장차 된 자의 마음을 다시게 다시된 자의 마음을 아니게 돌이켜 회개하게 하리니 틀림없이 메시아 오기 전에 엘리야를 보낸다고 했다.
When you read Book of Malachi, Old Testament, chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 5, it says, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, hearts of the children to their fathers. In other words, God promised the return of Elijah before the Messiah.
메시아의 주를 바라는 이스라엘 민족들은 메시아 오전에 엘리야를 보낸다고 엘리야 나타나기를 무엇보다 바랬던
것 같아요. So chosen people Israel who were waiting for the Messiah surely actually waited for the return of Elijah because that was the sign that would have been the sign for the coming of the Lord.
그럼 엘리야는 어떤 사람이냐? 예수님 오기 전에 900년 전에 불수레 타고 하늘로 올라갔다.
Who was Elijah? Elijah was a prophet of Israel approximately 900 years before the Jesus Christ who, Bible said, ascended into heaven in a chariot of fire.
그렇기 때문에 구약성을 믿는 이스라엘 민족들은 하늘로 올라갔으니 매일 엘리야를 보내주었다고 했지만 하늘로 내려올 줄 알았다고 지금도 그렇게 믿고 있다고.
The people expected the literal fulfillment of the prophecy and they waited Elijah to come from the blue sky in a chariot of fire.
Elijah 왔어요?
Did Elijah come that way?
안텔라 엘라 엘라이다 지금 come.
No, Elijah didn't show up in that fashion.
그렇기 때문에 지금까지 유대교는 엘리야가 오기를 바라고 몇 살이 지난 엘리야를 지금 마찬가지죠.
Because of that reason, even today, Jewish faith do not accept Jesus Christ as a Messiah. Because Elijah has not yet come.
그러면 그것이 사실인가? 신약 성경을 통해 가지고 엘리야가 왔느냐 안 왔느냐 우리 알아보자.
Then let me explain. Let me see the truth through the New Testament.
마태복음 17장 10절 열어보면 제자들이 예수님께 물어보되 서기관이 어찌하여 엘리야가 멈추면 나나이까? 예수 내가 나아가라되 엘리야가 과연 멈추마 이 모든 일을 해보가리니 오직 내가 너희들에게 하니 엘리야가 이미 왔었으니 저희가 아직 못하고 임의로 대답하시 그때에야 예수께서 말씀하신 것이 세례요한인 줄 알더라 세례요한을 엘리야라
2000 years ago when a Jesus disciple went out to proclaim that Jesus Christ as the Son of God, people said, if your master is the Son of God, where is Elijah? You know, Jesus' disciples could not answer that question. And they came back to Jesus for help. This appeared in Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. Disciples asked Jesus this way, why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come? Jesus replied, Elijah does come. And he is to restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come. This is the answer of Jesus. Was John the Baptist Elijah? Now, when the Jesus of Nazareth at that time was very unknown, nobody knew him. When he proclaimed that John the Baptist, famous man of Israel, was Elijah, nobody believed him. And they laughed at him, scornful to him.
어느 날 기독교인들 앞에 아 예수님 구름 타고 오는 데 불구하고 사람으로 나타나가지고 내가 메시아다! 그러면 엘리야가 누구나 할 때 오늘 세계적으로 유명한 아 빌리브라함이 엘리야다! 마찬가지라고.
Let's give you, transport it to your situation. You know, today, our Christians are waiting for Lord's return in the clouds of heaven. Let's say some unknown young man come to in front of you, proclaim himself as a Messiah. Then you ask him, if you are the Messiah, where is Elijah? That young man answered, don't you know that Billy Graham is Elijah? And he is just as famous as John the Baptist of those days.
Can you believe him?
However, the problem was that people say, how could Billy Graham could be Elijah? He didn't come from the blue sky. We know that Billy Graham came from North Carolina. That is, you cannot accept that. But that very situation happened Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago when Jesus said John the Baptist was Elijah.
그때 예수님이 이 가난한 분과 심상치 않은 존재라고 문제가 이거 이건가 야단 야단났다고 그렇기 때문에 예수가 아 세례요한 엘리야라고 하니 엘리야 알았지만 그 세례요한 장관한테 물어보자 공론이 벌어졌다는 거야
Against public opinion, Jesus Christ, however, preaching all of Israel in power and authority, and the poor people could not take him lightly. So they decided to go to John the Baptist, ask him himself.
그래 나는 요한복음 1장 19절 이하에 온 당신이 오신이니까 그렇지 않으면 엘리야니까 선지 중에 한 사람이니까 다 아니라고 부끄러워.
And they did. They did go to John the Baptist act. This appeared in the Bible. John chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. People asked John this way, who are you? He confessed, he did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Then they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? Very critical question. Then John the Baptist said, no, I am not Elijah. Are you the prophet? He also said, no.
손지자거든 부정해 부정했다. 왜 그랬느냐 여러분들 왜 손지자인지 부정하고 모든 사람이 손지자인 줄 아는데 왜 손지자거든 부정했느냐 그것은 예수를 빙자해 가지고 와서 묻기 때문에 그때 때 있어서 예수는 틀림없이 코나에 몰라가지고 간길이 투량한 것을 알기 때문에 그것은 인간적인 입장에서 피하기에서 대략하고 악했으나 좋겠느라.
John the Baptist denied everything, including the title of prophet, because John the Baptist did not want to side with Jesus Christ. In his own society, Jesus Christ appeared like outcast. He appeared like a loser. John the Baptist, man of fame, did not want to side with him.
그때 유대교인들이 알고 있는 세례요한 선지자를 알고 있는데 예수는 아무것도 안 알고 있는데 불구하고 왜 세례요한 믿지 말겠어요? 예수만 믿겠어요. 그건 틀림없이 세례요한만 믿겠어요.
So, Jesus Christ was in really poor shape. Because John the Baptist said, no, I'm not Elijah. You know what that did mean? John the Baptist made our Lord Jesus Christ was a great imposter, liar of the world.
이런 사건이 역사적 사실인 것을 부정할 수 없다니요.
Have you ever thought about this grave historical event?
메시아를 유대교인들이 주님이 와선 성경을 해석 잘못함으로 말미암아 4천년째 끊어지마 약속의 메시아를 완성하고 안지 못함으로 말미암아 십자가에 못 박힌 사실을 옛날에 놓았다.
When the John the Baptist say no, from that time on, chosen people of Israel and stood up, threw the stones at Jesus, persecuted him, ridiculed him, finally crucified him.
여러분이 로마의 성도 필라도는 예수를 용서해 주라고 묻는데 성령 예수라 이런 예수를 대해서 크리스파이드 크리스파이드 기억하자는 이야기야.
Do you know the fact? Even Roman governor Pilate did not want to kill Jesus. However, people surrounding the Pilate court outside, Jesus' own people, priests, elders, scribes, and those people are saying, let him be crucified! Let him be crucified. Jesus became the victim of his own people.
오늘날 기독교로 어디가 되면은 로마 교황과 교회 단독과 이런 난 목사들과 장로들이 아래가지고 오신 메시아를 십자가에 못 박은 마찬가지.
The same thing that when the Lord returned to us second time, very Christian, God prepared for the foundation of the faith of Messiah. The very Christian that banded together, plotted together, killed that very Messiah returned to the same situation. And that happened 2,000 years ago, and this may be happening in our time. So, we do know this. That happened because of the ignorance of the chosen people of Israel. They did not know who Jesus was.
누구보다도 예수에 대해서 잘 아는 분은 사도 바울이었다.
Let us hear this time testimony of Saint Paul, who is probably the greatest Christian ever lived.
사도
You know Saint Paul? He was a great Christian. But do you know initially Saint Paul was enemy of Jesus? On the way to Damascus to kill and persecute more disciples of Jesus, God struck him by the Spirit. And he saw the truth. And he became Christian. When God opened the eyes of St. Paul, St. Paul's heart was broken. He was anguished because he knew what kind of worst crime his people committed against the Son of God. Then he said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, none of the rulers of this age understood this. Therefore, if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had only known who Jesus Christ was, we would not, would never, never crucify the Lord of glory. As God will, if the chosen people of Israel 2,000 years ago wholeheartedly accepted the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as the Messiah, who would dare, who have dared crucify him on the cross? No one.
기회를 들다 하기는 민족 반역자의 반정 문제의 살인 강자는 바야를 안 뜯어 이는 경임이 죽음 못 받았다는 미워의 사슬을 옮겨내려갔다.
But do you know how Jesus was treated? Jesus, Son of God, the Messiah, Savior, was treated as a prince of demons. And they asked for the life of this criminal Barabbas instead of Jesus Christ.
예수는 하나님 아들 되어가지고 사탄 마귀의 왕자, 벨세불의 왕자라고까지 초대했다고.
They gave all kind of titles to Jesus, blasphemer, and a heretic, and man possessed by demons, madman. Finally, they said Jesus as a prince of demons.
세상에 넘겨가지고 오 하나님의 원수의 역적인 눈을 잡아주시니 하나님 뜻대로 헤매다 기도했다고 기도했다고 하나님 된다고.
And do you know the chosen people went back to synagogue that very night they crucified the Lord Jesus on the Calvary. They went back to synagogue and prayed to God. God, I, we together nailed the worst criminal on the cross. Glorify us. Actually, what they have done, nailed the Son of God down on the cross. Crucifixion of Jesus Christ was a historical mistake because of the ignorance and the blindness of the people God prepared. Today, we Christians must awake not to repeat same mistake when the Lord comes to us again.
Thank you.
So far, great brothers, actually the Jewish faith and the Christians are brothers, but in history we remain as enemies. But Reverend Moon came to unite by telling the truth, what actually happened, through which we can unite and harmonize.
아야권내요혼자버릴땐내유대교는미국을붙여야되는가미국받아야되는거라고미국받아야되는거라고
God did not want chosen nation of Israel as a nation, you know, without nations throughout history. God did not want chosen people to suffer. God did not want to have problem between Israel and Arab today. All these things because there was a grave historical mistake some time ago in history. Today, however, the chosen nation of Israel must become what? One with America. America is a generous nation and a great people. You accept it. The people persecuted all of the world. You accepted them, care them, give them home, give them health. This has been America, for which America has been well blessed by God. And Reverend Moon is not against Jewish people or Israel nation. I'm for it. I want to unite with this great people. Want to fulfill historical mission that left undone, we must do that mission.
Now, this 선지자 메시아였기 때문인 것을 믿고 회개하는 날에는 이스라엘 민족은 기독교가 하나 되면은 새로운 세계의 선민적인 권한을 그냥 그대로 유지할 수 있는 하나의 민족이라고 합니다.
Jewish faith, Christian faith must unite. Do you know why? Because great time of fulfillment is at hand. The Lord, the Messiah is about to return. We together accept Him, fulfill His will.
유대교인들 앞에 우선 한 가지 말해주고 싶은 것은 레이브벨 마치 앞으로 메시아가 오는 데는 여러분의 믿음과 마찬가지로 일리아가 멈춰만 후에 오지 않는다.
But we must awake today because that same Messiah who is about to return among us may not return as you expected to return.
그러기 때문에 확실하리라.
So we must know the truth.
그렇기 때문에 구약 성경을 믿다가 이스라엘 민족이 메시아를 지켰던
And today also Christians must not become the victim or slave to the letter of the New Testament.
그러므로 말미암아 유대인은 앞으로 지어지는 예수를 메시아로 날신때는 제열지 그러지 않고는 길이 없어요.
New Testament and the Bible and the symbols and the parables. What we need is revelation through which we will avoid the great mistake of history.
구약 성경을 잘못해서 아무로 말미암아 메시아를 죽인 것과 마찬가지로 신약 성경을 잘못해서 그러다가도 그러한 일이 없다고 장담할 수 없지 않네.
So today, no one has a guarantee. When we stick to the letter, every letter and a word of the New Testament, we will not commit the same mistake the chosen people committed 2,000 years ago. And that revelation is available. That revelation has come because the hour of fulfillment is at hand.
잘못하세요, 교육자들, 신학자들을 재심판 받아요.
어리석었다고. So, we must interpret the Bible in the spirit of God.
첫째는 구약 때문에 예수가 죽었고, 둘째는 누구 때문에 죽고 나갔다고?
The first, as I said, Jesus became the victim of disbelief because the chosen people. They become the slave to the letter of Old Testament. Then what is the second? There is a second reason why he was crucified.
자유 힘들어서 몰라서 예수를 반대했지만 그러면 예수를 증거한 세례요한은 예수를 전해라.
Second reason was the failure of the mission of John the Baptist. Let us know now how that John the Baptist failed his mission because we may have an excuse for the chosen people because they simply innocently did not know. But John the Baptist could not have that excuse because he was chosen by God as prophet.
11장
Let us read now Matthew chapter 11 and we'll see the truth.
세례한 제자들이 제자가 전다는데 아이 세례하는 세례받은 예수를 만들어 모든 사람들이 가니까 그 제자들이 세례한데 하는 말이 아 선생님한테 세례받은 예수 한 대로 모든 사람이 가라이다 할 때에 또
John chapter 11 verse 2 and 3 This verse is very obvious of the failure of the mission of John the Baptist. Now, when John the Baptist was in prison, he sent two of his disciples to Jesus asked the following question. Are you he who is to come, or shall we wait for others?
감옥에서 그렇게 보내다가 또 물어보. 이것이 언제는 요단 강가에서 세상죄를 지어가는 하나님의 어린 양으로 보내가더니 이제 와서는 제자를 보내고 자기를 집에서 죽게 바로 해. 예, 그 연애 사유가 되는 연애 사건 때문에 옥중에 죽게 되더니 사람을 보내가 이제 모든 것을 그 그건 믿었어요? 안 믿었어요?
Now, let us examine. That very John the Baptist at the Jordan River, when you read John chapter 1, verse 34, he bore witness to Jesus Christ by following, I have seen and borne witness that this Jesus is the Son of God. That very John the Baptist, with the same mouth, is now asking Jesus, are you really the Messiah? Or shall we go somewhere, look for somebody else? Did they believe in him?
그래서 육천에는 아주 이런 말을 듣게 될 때 이웃은 세상 천지에 교회와 나라가 전부나 받을 오늘과 하나씩 여는 사람 없는데 그래도 요단 강가에서 자기를 증거한 세주 한 하나만은 나를 지어주는데 이웃에서 맞아 와서 이를 믿기만해.
Jesus Christ must be depended upon the mission of John the Baptist because John the Baptist was sent by God as a harbinger. But that very man came to ask him, are you really the Messiah? Well, and anger broke out in the heart of Jesus. And Jesus could not contain that anger. He refused an answer straight.
그래서 마태복음 6절 가보시죠.
So read Matthew chapter 11, verse 6.
이장에서 말하죠. 왜든지 나를 인하여 범죄하지 않는 복이 있다. 벌써 부어진다. 그건 오늘 세례였어.
Jesus refused to answer yes or no. But Jesus said, blessed is he who takes no offense at me. You poor John, man of little faith, you are now taking offense at me. You failed your mission. You do not no longer recognize me who I am.
그 다음은 그 두 제자들 풍자적으로 질짜리기를 너희들 여정가의 세례연이 입으로 증거를 다 듣고 누드라고 하는 말이야. 너희들이 무엇을 버렸더라 내가 떠나 바람에 불리는 갈대라 어쩔려 본 사람이냐 어쩔려 무슨 징조를 나라 끼치는 거라.
Jesus in his indignation further spoke to the crowd concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken by the wind? Why then did you go out to see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, those who wear soft raiment are in king's houses. Why then did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. John the Baptist came more than a prophet because his mission is to bear testimony to Jesus Christ, Son of God. However, that John the Baptist failed that mission.
그 다음은 11절에 내가 여러분 성경을 잘 보래. 마태복음 11장 11절에 내려가지고 보라고요. 그러면 기가 막혀가지고 세례원을 다 찍어줘야 하는 말이 열나라 열린한 사람 중에 세례원 사람보다 더 큰 사람이 일어남이 없으나 그러나 천국에서는 지극히 적은 자도 저보단 크다 이런 지치는 거라.
And Jesus in finality, in conclusion said about John the Baptist's failure in Matthew chapter 11 verse 11. Surely I say to you among those born of women, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is still greater than John the Baptist.
그럼 영계한 사람들은 예의를 나타나서 자유를 낳는데 왜 이렇게 반대되는 현상이 벌어지는 거예요?
Jesus said John the Baptist was greatest among the born of women. And everybody was born of women. So he was the greatest among all.
그 뜻을 밝혀주더라고.
Why? So far, in Christian world, in theological world, this verse remained mystery.
모든 선지자를 보내는 사명은 오실 메시아를 증거하기 위해서 보냈더랬는데 과거에 왔다 갔던 선지자들은 메시아를 증거하는데 온 역사를 거려주고 증거했지만은 이 세례하는 메시아를 증거하는 데 있어서는 직접 증거했더니 전부적인 대설
Now, why tonight? The true meaning of this verse, it becomes clear. John the Baptist was among the greatest of the born of women because of his mission. All the prophets came to bear.